For the second time in as many years, Bill Cosby's fate is in the hands of a jury. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. This after prosecutors and defense attorneys completed closing arguments today following 2 weeks of testimony in Bill Cosby's criminal retrial. Joining me live from the courthouse in Norristown is WHYY's Bobby Allen, who's been covering the trial. Bobby, first off, summarize the arguments made today in closing arguments.
So the defense team described Andrea Constant as a pathological liar. They put up a PowerPoint presentation and went over with the jury a dozen instances of Constant's inconsistent statements. Little things like how she supposedly lied about wearing a cashmere sweater that Cosby once gave her, to things like lying about when she first met Cosby and lying about how long she has known Cosby, and to more substantive things. They allege that she lied over an interview she had with authorities, that she has police statements that don't seem to add up when you stack them against each other, and that she's so unreliable, the defense says, that you can't believe her main story, that Cosby drugged and molested her in 2004 in his Cheltenham home. Now, prosecutors went up and used the defense main point against them. So over the course of the past 2 weeks, jurors have heard Cosby to be described as a, or sorry, Constant be described as a con artist. They use that phrase, con artist, again and again. Well, Kristen Fedden, who's one of the main prosecutors on the case, said, "You want to know who the real con artist is?" She walked over to the defense table, pointed directly at Bill Cosby's face, and said, "This is the man who has had a con. Con comes from the word confidence, and he tried to trade on his fame by winning the confidence of aspiring actresses, drugging them and molesting them. He didn't just do it to Andrea Constant, he did it to scores of women," and that was a quite dramatic scene.
Bobby, with what degree of confidence do you have in terms of evaluating these points and counterpoints, and which might resonate with the jurors?
I mean, it's really hard to tell. You can look at the jurors' faces and kind of see when they tune in and when they seem to be, you know, less raptly paying attention. I would say the fireworks in the courtroom obviously are the points where the jury is really lighting up, and there was a number of those during that moment I just described. That was one major dramatic episode. Another one is Kristen Fedden, one of the main prosecutors here, looked over at Cosby and said, "Mr. Cosby, this isn't funny. Why are you smirking? It is not funny to sexually assault someone." And all of the journalists in the room stood up and looked at Cosby, and he just had a blank, sort of vacant expression. He was looking down at the table. But yeah, those theatrical moments I think are going to stick with jurors. The rest of what's going on here, because this case has a lot of moving parts, what will stick with them and what won't, that is just something that's above my pay grade, Dave. I have no idea what the deliberations are going to look like.
Well, let me ask you this. Having covered the first trial that ended in a deadlock, can you contrast these closing arguments from the ones that preceded it a year ago?
I mean, one big difference here is the difference in defense team and defense strategy. Last time, there was a seasoned Philadelphia defense lawyer, Brian McMonagle, who is a very seasoned closer. He's kind of this, like, avuncular kind of guy, very easy. He has this kind of this way of speaking that's just very charismatic, very welcoming, and he's a big actor. He's very much on his stage, you know, flying his arms around, making big statements, really. It's hard to keep your eyes off him. Now, Tom Meserope, Cosby's current defense lawyer, has the opposite demeanor. He has a big presence. He's, you know, pretty tall, former boxer, L.A. guy, former Michael Jackson attorney, but his delivery is kind of monotone. He's very buttoned up. He's very to the point. He doesn't have much dramatic flair. So I think presentation-wise, in terms of how they practice and how they delivered their closing remarks, was very, very different. You know, just chit-chatting with journalists after, you know, saying, who won here? What does the score look like? I mean, it's really hard to tell. It really is. Both sides were really exhibited some really amazing advocacy here. Both sides really drilled on the points that are going to advance their cases. And, yeah, we'll just have to see what the jury does when they start deliberating. And deliberations are set to begin tomorrow morning after the judge charges the jury, which is to say the judge will go over what the charges are, what the elements of each crime is, and say, okay, guys, go into a private room, close the door, and start your work.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Bobby Allen on NewsWorks Tonight.